Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across the region remains calm tonight. In Tel Aviv, expect a pleasant evening with clear skies. Jerusalem is cooler with a gentle breeze, while Haifa enjoys a mild and starry night. Here are today's headlines. First, meeting with Kushner, Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasizes IDF will stay in Gaza until Hamas disarms. This is according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, in a report just in, Netanyahu reaffirms that targeted assassinations in Gaza will continue. Jared Kushner appears less involved, according to Walla. Also this hour, Axios reports that Kushner is urging Netanyahu to consider testing Hamas disarmament in Gaza. However, Israel remains skeptical of the proposed plan. Separately, Netanyahu and Kushner agree reconstruction in Gaza depends on Hamas disarming. Yainet reports their meeting produced working groups focused on demilitarization and health. And finally, JNS highlights a former campaign staffer for ex-candidate Mamdani admits error in calling a synagogue attack in NYC not anti-Semitic. She faces backlash for her comments. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting notes that Reporters Without Borders and the International Federation of Journalists are quietly removing terrorist names from their Gaza journalists' lists. This is causing controversy over transparency. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shares insights from former U.S. diplomat William Lawrence on whether Trump should apply pressure on Israel to engage in Gaza negotiations. From X, the Times of Israel reports a tragic incident where a young boy was killed in a stabbing in Beit Shemesh. Police suspect a neighbor in the attack, and an arrest has been made. Let's go deeper. Starting with the meeting between Netanyahu and Kushner, The Times of Israel details that Netanyahu is firm on keeping the IDF in Gaza until Hamas disarms. This decision follows discussions with the Board of Peace, signaling serious expectations from Hamas. The implications are significant as the international community watches closely. Turning to the ongoing tensions in Gaza, Walla reports that Netanyahu's stance on continuing assassinations underscores Israel's hardline approach. Kushner's reduced involvement may indicate a shift in U.S. engagement. This development could affect future peace efforts and regional stability. Meanwhile, Axios reveals skepticism in Israel over Kushner's push for testing Hamas disarmament. The proposal from Trump's Board of Peace faces hurdles as Israel demands concrete actions. This skepticism could stall potential diplomatic progress. In a related development, Ynet highlights the agreement on Gaza's reconstruction contingent on Hamas disarming. The creation of working groups aims to address demilitarization and health issues. This could pave the way for rebuilding efforts if conditions are met. Finally, on a different note, JNS reports a former Mamdani campaign staffer retracts her statement about a synagogue attack. Her initial claim drew criticism, emphasizing the sensitivities around anti-Semitic incidents. This incident underscores the importance of careful public commentary. On the economic front, first, Tech reports Israel's economy has rebounded strongly after the recent war with Iran. The GDP surged in the second quarter, quickly surpassing pre-war levels, showcasing resilience. Separately, Maariv Business warns of the war and Iran's hidden costs. Rising prices for fuel, food, and fertilizers could worsen global poverty, impacting millions of children in developing nations. And finally, from Ynet Business, an AI agent in San Francisco fired a human employee for tardiness. The incident raises questions about AI management's role in the workplace, hinting at future employment trends. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.